And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. I've driven by the abandoned former Volvo dealership almost every day for several years now, and I find it incredible that the leadership in Chapel Hill has not speedily found a solution to remedy this symbol of economic distress. It is the result of the many rules and regulations the town of Chapel Hill inflicts on any business that dares to apply for approval to operate or locate here. We lost a movie theater at Elliott Road for these very reasons, and the land was already there. Surely an expedited procedure could be adopted in a case like this. It's not the image we want to project when visitors and prospective businesses take a look at us. Many cities and towns have economic development as priority number one. They believe bringing business to town promotes prosperity, relieves the tax burden on homeowners, and provides much-needed jobs for its citizens. Not Chapel Hill. It is the opposite. We spend countless hours prohibiting things that might affect Jordan Lake. We worry about a tree being cut down on someone's private property. We work hard to prove we are the most politically correct town in North Carolina, or the world for that matter. But at the same time, our tax rate continues to skyrocket and our town has become home to the rich or the poor. You either can afford to live here or you need affordable housing provided for you. There's no welcome wagon for the people who fall in between. Those who happen to already live here are quickly on their way out once their kids have finished with the public school system. There's no incentive to stay and improve our community. Many people just can't afford the taxes and move on. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.